Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Let me start that again.
Hi.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to the General Banter video podcast. Once again, we're on the second attempt at this because I just hit fucking record on the sound. Didn't I?
Dick.
I know.
Fucking dick.
Tuesday. We've already had that argument.
Yeah.
Mickey's just back from Glastonbury.
Yep.
Looks well for it.
I feel like shit on the inside. I feel like one big walking clogged artery.
Yeah.
Like I'm just made of pus. And not the good kind of pus. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet, sweet puss.
No. Dirty green puss.
As soon as you said that, all I could imagine was the ad where they used to squeeze like the porridge out of the artery.
The artery thing, yeah.
Were we talking about that in the last podcast?
Don't think so, but I remember the ad. It's this smoker was just 14 years old.
Yeah. You feel like you'd have died long before that, because that was like filled a Müller rice. And squeezing that shit out.
Remember that? Fuck.
Tough wank, though. I tell you what. You think those ads are bad over here, you should see them in Vietnam.
Really?
Because they're like, this cunt eventually died.
Oh, really?
With no doctors. And it's just like, is he like eyes, nose, top teeth, no jaw? You know what I mean? But it is like that Bill Hicks joke. It's like, when do you stop?
Aye.
Does he like... And his jaw just hits the table and he went, oh fuck, let me lay off these bangs.
Do you want to
No, it's a trick. People squirt milk out their eye. You do that backwards effects. What would make you stop smoking, Mick?
This last weekend, probably.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop. I think soon. It'll probably be after the Edinburgh Festival, just because
you got
so much hanging around.
Sometimes the best thing is to actually break the habit rather than actually stop smoking. Because, I stopped smoking when we moved to Scotland.
No.
Totally new place to live. And it just was another new thing.
I heard someone tell me as well, it's a thing, if you should, say stop smoking as opposed to quit smoking. Partly, because it means, if you say you've quit, apparently it psychologically puts you in this fucking thing where you go, oh, I mustn't. Whereas if you go, I've just stopped, you can have one. And not feel guilty about it, kind of thing. So that kind of...
Yeah.
I suppose it depends on what way. Because you just fucking stopped.
I just stopped dead. But it was like... I'm not going to lie. It was tough, but it was more like... if you could just do it long enough where you're like guilty that if you smoked again.
Aye.
Which is how I did it. So I got there. I think I got there about 10 days. And I was like... And it does... There'll be times where you just completely forget about it, and there's times where you're really sitting there like, But you just kind of do it to the point where if I smoke now, I would feel like shit.
Aye.
And it is a trick, because you would physically feel like shit. You would smoke it and be like...
Aye. Anytime I've stopped for a couple of weeks even, and I'm going, fuck it, and go, I'm back.
I just couldn't be arsed, because I smoked that much, you would be... It would just be a job. You know what I mean? You're like, when can I smoke? Fucking, you're stopping everyone. Everyone stop, I need to smoke.
Aye.
Or let's wait here 5 more minutes till I have a smoke.
Aye.
Or you're thinking about... It got the point where you're like... You know the thing you get with your phone charger where it's hitting about 60%?
Yeah.
I wish that was at 100.
Aye.
So you'd have 12 fags left and be like, oh, I need to buy more because these 12 are going to run out. Kept ticking over. Fuck that shit.
Aye. So I can still... Well, I can still just be like, that. Just not have them and be alright.
Usually. What?
Fags. Because I think it's weird that my girlfriend doesn't like smoking in the car. So if we're in her car, I just don't smoke.
Right.
Or in the house or whatever, I'm just if someone says you can't smoke in here, I'm like, alright, grand.
But so if somebody... If you can smoke?
Yeah, if somebody says you can smoke in here, I'll chain 20 in 5 minutes.
And smoking outside is kind of or smoking inside feels like a lot of fun.
Aye.
But it's terrible.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because the odd time I'll smell like smoke and I don't smoke anymore and it's fucking gross.
It's always the thing I find as well. When you stop, you walk past someone and go, that fucking stinks, put your mouth with water.
And you have a full erection. I thought this was supposed to quell my erections.
Yeah, turns out no.
Quell, that's a good word. We've got one question so far.
Okay. We'll save it for the end, or what do you want to...
Yeah, we'll get to it. What about this new branding, guys?
I like that. I like
Check
that.
Out my Instagram for the new branding. Tell us about what bands you've seen at Glastonbury.
I saw Nathaniel Rateliff from the Night Sweats. Son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch!
And then I saw Cyndi Lauper, and that was it.
Really?
That was it. But it was too mucky to go to see the big bands. Do you know what I mean? Plus, it is a waste. I was working there. I was there gigging. It wasn't a holiday.
Couldn't be arsed walking anywhere. Probably
you couldn't fucking walk anywhere. Sure. It was crazy. But even at that, I wasn't really mad at any of the bands that were there.
Hey, you're not running to see fucking Coldplay.
I've seen them before.
So and, why more times than I care to share?
Aye.
Six. But
they went even the Friday night was set. Went to one of the cabaret tents because that's theater. We were in the theater and circus side of it. And there's so much fucking amazing shit happening there that you're just like, who gives a fuck about a band?
I've told this story before, but did I tell you about it? About the German guy juggling?
No.
He was like, we were joking because he was playing one of those Diablo things. And he was like, this is my Diablo. And he was wearing like silky red shorts.
Aye.
And you could see the vein on his cock.
Aye. Big Jan German.
Big German. I used to do porn. I could do porn. I still might. And he's like, entertaining children, like, this is my Diablo, and then I couldn't stop singing, like, this is my Diablo, this is my penis, and the whole time he's like throwing it in the air and he's like moving to catch it, and his dick is like a he just pull a fish in a boat,
his dick's going
like a salmon he just hauled into a boat. Fucking big fat German dick.
Fair play then.
I'll look at dicks as much as I'd look at tits if it came. If someone was like, someone put their dick out there, I'd be like, where? Where? Show us that dick.
No, you didn't. Oh, he did. He fucking did.
I had a theory we were talking about, me and Maureen, we were talking about it, like, on shows. I've said this to you before, probably, like, but it was on this morning. They were like, this is how you check yourself for lumps. And it was just little ladies' breasts.
Aye.
And I was like, you can't bring on, like, the one I put on the Snapchat earlier. Aye. Like, fucking Milkers McQuiggan coming out there. You can't bring her, right? It's always just like, little breasts.
Little medicinal breasts.
I mean, this is a bad example because my tits are bigger than ones. But
I'm covering mine up because this t-shirt's about 12 to 14 years.
But like, it's like dicks as well.
Aye.
Like, naked men are hilarious. Naked men's arses, very funny.
Oh yeah.
But you can't. You must have like the dick and balls must be kind of similar length.
Couldn't have a comically small dick
for
either.
For it to be cute.
Aye.
See, once that dick drops beneath the balls, aye, inappropriate.
Oh yeah.
If you got ball bag, dick comes down past the ball bag, people are like, he's got his cock out.
Yeah, as opposed
before
to...
Oh, penis. Before, like, oh my god, his willy's out. People are like, he's got his fucking cock. W, put a W in there. He pulled his cock out. Yeah, you don't pull out your wee willy, do you?
Aye.
You don't have to be like, brr, big ish.
Aye.
Yeah, you don't just pull a zip down, it's out already.
Aye.
Like
you're opening a Lindt chocolate.
Like you squeeze the foil at the bottom and it comes out. That is fucking disgusting. Oh, gross. Dicks are funny though.
Aye.
So that you only saw two bands at Glastonbury. That's
pretty
crazy.
Much. Wasn't it? Yeah, but it was. I mean, it was a fucking muckfest. Like, I couldn't understand how anybody would have been anywhere near Coldplay or Adele.
Yeah, I seen it.
And it was mucky as well
on the TV. I don't know whether you seen the clip. On TV, and it was like a wall of stewards, like letting the people in because they couldn't just like rush them all in. So they were like walking forward, kind of letting them into the big area.
Yeah, it was
sure. Even Adele, when she was on stage, the guy come on, he's like, we would just like to, or it might have been Coldplay, just say, like, could we just get the crowd to split because there's someone who's very ill at the front, needs what?
You couldn't fucking
hashtag dead.
I got there on Friday afternoon, I suppose. And there was, just on the way in, there was like a big sort of, the big bins that had the big recycling, like oil drums. And there was three of them, just fucking filled with disused wellies.
Disused wellies?
Again. Yeah. But just Wellingtons. Because the people were just losing their boots. Like,
so it was like a free-for-all to see if you could steal the fucking wellies?
The only good thing about it was kind of, it was everyone was helping each other. It was a nice wee... Like, mock up your eyeballs and is a really good leveler.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Everyone's a piece of
shit.
Everyone's
just like, fucking hell, I'm stinking.
Yeah, exactly. That was what I was expecting last year when I went. So I only brought wellies.
Aye.
And I was standing there like filling the wellies up with sweat, going, aye, I wish I had a pair of flip-flops.
I brought them walking boots that were decent until Sunday when it started pissing again. And I was just like, this is fucking awful.
Were they letting in water?
It wasn't that they were letting in water. I think it was more a case of the mud had encased around them, and then it was like wearing a fucking...
Just like a fucking...
Like a sauna on your foot. Do you mean, so your feet were soaking because of your feet, as opposed to the muck and puddles? Outside
moisture.
Do you mean?
So funny, like, that photo someone put up, was just... it was like a foot, and then it looked like just a... Like a comical fucking ball of muck,
aye,
around the bottom. Must have just been collecting more.
It was,
more
aye, it was like at one point I
was getting like really
I was
happy.
Trying to pull bits off because when it was drying out, it was just turning the clay.
Yeah,
and it was nearly like a cast of your boot.
It looked like
right up around the front. You could just peel it.
It looked like you have to just slice it off with a knife.
Aye,
that is fucking unbelievable. How did you get any time to just bang your girlfriend?
She was there 2 days before I got there. There's no way I was going anywhere near that.
That
just.
I'm sure she probably wasn't too keen.
Yeah, but the thing was, like, you can't do much banging at Glastonbury.
Do you ever, like...
It's very hard to get purchased in a slippy tent.
Sometimes when you go for a shit in them compost toilets, you're like, you pull your bags down, you're like, is that me or the pile of shit beneath
me? The fucking...
I'm going to stop saying beneath and start just keep saying neath. The pile of shit neath me?
Underneath me. The weird thing about this too, because last year I went there like on Wednesday with everybody else. But see, when you get there 2 days after everybody else,
yeah,
you really smell those toilets.
Really?
You know, because it doesn't have a chance to creep up.
Yeah, you didn't get.
You just go, fuck me. Like,
yeah,
it's fucking.
It's like you'd be
rotten.
Sitting in a room with like sick dudes talking shit, and then you walk out to the toilet, and then you walk back, and you're like, did one of you shite in here while I was away? Because men are disgusting. But I noticed when I went, you look down into this long drop thing that's full of shits, and I'd be like, because of the diet and the beer, I was like, everyone shites the same.
Aye.
Which is a message. For Europe and the world.
Yeah. Everyone shits out of the same hole.
And often the shite looks very similar.
Aye. And quite often some people talk shite out of the front hole.
Yeah. Some folks talk shite and record it on many devices.
Yeah.
To be distributed around the, not quite the world, I'd say the world.
The world.
I get messages. The world. I get messages from Australia. Granted, the fella's from Portadown.
Aye, but sure.
He's like, I'm fucking, whatever he's doing there.
G'day, mucker.
They give him all the lads good jobs over there, don't
aye,
they? That's I'm it. Over here cleaning stones. Why? Just dirty. Dirty stones.
And dirty stones.
I
just call somebody imported arm with a sexual transmitted disease. Fucking dirty stones there.
Hey, Davey, dirty stones. He's fucking... weeping, I believe. I believe his balls are weeping.
Ah, is it? I think I've been packed.
Have you ever had an injury to your dick?
Yeah. Broke my banjo string one time.
How did it get that banjo string term?
I don't know. I can't play banjos, so I can play, fucking play a dick.
Solo! He's the Hendrix of dick pulling.
That's me. Hendrix.
Hendrix. Fucking Willie Hendrix.
That's how.
What was I going to say there? So you've injured your dick, broke your banjo string?
Didn't break it, just kind of nicked it. Just hurt it a wee bit. So it was grand, but I've heard of people having serious... Did we talk about this last time with people where you can actually break your dick to the point where like...
It's broke?
Yeah, where like it'll get hard, but just go... Like it doesn't do the way. It just kind of goes...
Oh, there's like, a... Well, you can get that...
Like as almost like dislocated?
As like a dick extent, because there's like a... Alright, you know when your dick does a chin-up when you like tense it? Right? Well, like, the tendon...
Mine's more of a belly button-up.
Does yours come right up?
Just, like, it'll go...
Can you get yours right up? Like proper...
I'm
like,
trying to do it now. I don't know, I'll have to check when I get home.
I'll be honest
I think
with you, so yours...
I don't think mine's long or heavy enough for it to be an issue. It's always...
Oh, so yours can go right up like this? Mine kind of just goes from this to, like...
Aye, that's, yeah.
See what I mean?
Aye.
Like a joust?
Aye.
Him on a horse? I was talking about gay nights the other night. Oh, they were talking about some nightclub and there was something about gay nights. And I was like, imagine gay nights. And then I was like, I was like, and they're jousting each other with God knows what. And I was like, I'm here with Maureen's parents, so I should probably. I don't know about, you only have about three. It's wild hard, Mickey, isn't it? The struggle of trying to not say inappropriate things.
Aye.
When you're around people that you shouldn't be swearing in front
definitely.
Of. And then you've had three beers and you're like, we're all fucking mates now, aren't we? Here's my full set about abortions.
The amount of times that my girlfriend's family have gone, Mickey's wild shy, isn't he? Because I've just been going, just don't, just fuck up.
Just sitting there sweating, trying not to say something inappropriate. Do you ever notice, like, I don't think you're that inappropriate. I probably say rougher shit, but sometimes I'll hang around with people so long that they're very nice people, and then they'll start saying it. For example, Eunan.
Eunan going Dory, is it?
Nicest man in the world, and then he's been hanging, you know, you go back and forward with him a couple of times.
Aye.
And then he's coming out with, like, he sounds like Frankie Boyle. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I finally see my girlfriend. My girlfriend's quite a lady, very gentlemanly woman.
Now she's just pranking you all the time.
I just flat out, like,
cupcaking you with farts and all. Need your breakfast, what is it?
Hey,
yeah!
Yeah, she teabags me.
Yeah. Do you ever see that? I swear to God, see that trick where, like, they do that thing, like, oh, can you do a sit-up with it, you know, and everyone links arms? It's like one of those builder's tricks.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy goes to sit up and someone, like, has their ass around their face. If someone done that to me, I'd kill them. I'd rather you fucking just punch me in the face.
No, I think I'd die laughing something like
let
that.
Let me put... I told you about the one story I have where it was the hardest I ever laughed in my life. No. Playing for City of Derry Rugby Club, one match. That's a lie, I was injured. I was just there watching when I went to McGee.
Aye.
And I was just standing there smoking, because that's what rugby players do at the time. Outside the change room, there was a fire door. I've bound to tell you.
I don't know.
There's a fire door at the side, and I was just, you know when something catches you off guard, I can't even talk about it now, it's that funny to me. But all I heard was that, here, is there any doctors could take a look at this? And like in slow motion, I went and turned around, and this guy was in the doorway with his full cheek spread, full dot, surprisingly hairless, which was a surprise to me, full dot, ball bag, and I just fully naked. Guys, fully naked. Like, and do you know what? I just wasn't expecting it, and I fucking laughed my bag off. No, like to the point where, like, 15 minutes later, I'd have to just walk away from people. Like, I'm sorry. Killing myself. It's the funniest thing ever. I just wasn't expecting it. Like, but
I one of those.
I think it's like. It's not really. It's because maybe one of the few assholes I've seen in my life. One of about two male assholes I've seen in my life.
I don't think I've ever seen another man's asshole.
I mean, here's a comparison. I seen that guy's asshole, which was like. I was like.
Pristine?
I was like, where?
Aye.
That's like a beautiful polo. And then another guy at Oxygen, he was like, yeah, did a similar thing, and it was like a set of extensions coming out of his asshole. Like, he needed to fucking, like, tuck him behind his balls before he fucking, which is probably what mine looks like. I don't know if I've ever photographed it, but that's essentially what that is. You put a GoPro on the end of that, you know, put that around the back.
Have you ever been tempted?
Not really.
Aye.
Not my own asshole.
I've tried to take a photo of my own asshole with, just because I felt like there was something on it. Would you?
Like
just around the edge.
Maybe something on it.
A mighty falcon.
Yeah, there's nothing. In it, maybe. On it is just like. What's on my ass?
Do you know what I mean? Like, just. You feel like something. A wee. Something. No. You ever had that? No. A shit a wee bit. Like a wee. No. A wee extra bit of shit. No.
I mean, I feel like the photograph would be down the list of the. What's the word?
Priorities?
Yeah, not priorities, just the process of checking. You don't go like, something wrong with my arse. Get that camera. You know, you'd maybe go do a double wipe. There'd be a few things you would go through, a few steps before you get to, like, get that selfie stick, would you?
Aye, but you... I don't know.
Do you still have the photo, though?
No, I couldn't, that's what I'm saying, I couldn't actually get it.
Articulate the
arm. Do you know what I mean? I just kept getting cheek and... I was like, I want to see my hole. I actually sometimes just want to know what it looks like as well, because...
Yeah, you might throw a hole and be like, oh my god, what the fuck? But then you might just be like, that's fine.
No.
That's 100% fine.
Yeah. Check yourselves regularly, gentlemen.
Check your... people say check your balls.
No. Check your asshole as well.
Take a look at your shitter, just in case.
Give the gooch wee rub. That's for the girls. That's for the ladies.
Rub that gooch. I gotta say, I could take or leave my Gooch. People are big into Gooch play, aren't they?
I've heard that.
You told me that.
You're like,
you want to just pinch that a bit.
It wasn't. It was what he called fucking Tom Segura.
No, it was you.
It was Tom Segura that did the stand up thing, and I went, watching Tom Segura? Funny, but an awful lot of sense. I one time was masturbating myself, and
for whatever reason,
I was like cutting my balls, even being all like, just pretend there was two people there, and then for whatever reason, my finger just like hit my wee tense gooch, and I'm telling you.
Alright, was it?
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, I don't, like, see when you, people are all like, oh yeah, I just get my girlfriend to put her finger in my ass, and you're like,
I wouldn't go that far. No,
you're just like,
I don't think I could relax if somebody else was doing it.
Do you know what I mean? I'm a very simple man.
Yeah.
You're just like,
the thing you said, do my G-spot is a big red bit in the dick.
Is that material?
Yeah, definitely.
Here's a secret, ladies. If you want to know where the male G-spot is, throw your mouth around the end of his cock.
This has been filthy today already.
I mean, it hasn't even been remotely funny, but it's
I've left.
It's dirty.
No.
That is pretty funny. I mean, where do you go after that is the question. Gooch play. What was the last time you were here? I think we had a long last chat about porn, did we?
Oh yeah, it was the putting on a sock on a toddler with a bum hole.
Yeah.
I've laughed at that several times since as well.
I should isolate that clip and put it up outside.
Don't do that. You'll get banned off Facebook.
Nah, it didn't show anything. Though. I mean, if you want to follow me on Snapchat, Mickey typed in. Was it Big Fat Tits?
Big Fat Tits. But as a joke, like, I thought Colin was going to come around and look at it. I go, what are you doing, you dirty wee scamp, you? And then
there's loopholes on YouTube. With nudity.
Did I tell you about the? Because that was definitely porn.
Oh yeah, this girl was like, here's how to. What was the phrase? Express milk with your hand. Manually express milk. And we were trying not to manually express milk in her pants. But she was just like you're like, it's not an like a medical
it wasn't instruction like, hey, when you're like mom's
hot as fuck with sweet tits.
Fake eyelashes like, and fucking nails and all.
You know what I mean? What also helps the manual express? Dildo up your asshole.
Yeah.
What also helps this manual expression of milk is this dude fucking me. This is Brian here. Fucking dish!
Oh my god, you just come in to fix my washing machine while I'm expressing milk.
Yeah, fucking hell. But like, I've seen, because when we were in uni, the halls at the time, everyone was just clearly going fucking hog wild on porn.
Aye.
And then they were like, we're gonna have to bring in some sort of ban here. So the game became like, who could find the dirtiest video?
On YouTube just? Or
just on anything that, you know, because you could go to certain sites like, I think break.com? So Daily Motion, that was it. Did like, wasn't full porn, but you could get different dirtier shit. So all the lads were just like, oh, find this. And then someone found this video of like, this is how you do a Brazilian wax, right? And it was literally like, you're like, oh, fuck me. Fuck me. You know, the girl's just like, you just hold that there and then I'll just fucking just kneel up to the bed. And she's like this here and fucking up on her hands and knees right up her shitter.
Jesus.
And you're like, that's on YouTube.
Aye.
That's the fucking, I mean, I don't know why they're like, oh, you can't just show some dick or tits on YouTube. And I have watched people's heads being chainsawed off. You fucking name it. Pretty sure I've seen a girl get licked by a dog, but I mean,
on YouTube?
Yeah.
Was there one time, was there a video one time, I don't know if the dog was bucking the woman or if she'd strapped a dildo to the dog. Right?
I don't know what's worse.
But it was one of those ones, it was on a Facebook news feed. And I watched it, like, I kept trying to watch, because
the girl, also, if you strapped a dildo to a dog's head, I'd laugh my fucking box off. Labrador just
stay.
Throw donuts on it. Ring toss.
Go get it!
a dildo would be a perfect dog toy. You know, a double ended one. Throw it down a field.
He likes to tickle his ears.
What were you going to say?
But it was definitely on a Facebook newsfeed, and this dog had a fucking schlong on it. Like, that's why I just kept going, that couldn't be a dog's dick.
That's the bit that was annoying you?
No.
Is that a real dog's dick that's fucking up a human woman?
I just couldn't figure it out, because she was on her hands and knees. The dog's like trying to hump at her. She fucking inserts it, and then spun around and gave the dog a wee suck job. And I was like, But like his dick was about that size.
That's flat out bestiality, bro.
Yeah. But it was one of those things. Remember there was a time whenever people just shared some weird... weird fucker I follow on Facebook because of your fucking podcast.
The things...
Showing me dogs getting rid.
The things I've seen... That's probably illegal. Like, videos of dog porn is probably illegal.
Definitely.
Have you seen a guy get fucked by the horse? The Mr.
Hands
one?
I know you told me, but I haven't...
It's just
that's
like...
That's where he dies, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think he died later on, but I mean... It's the sheer, like... I'm trying to explain this, like... Have you ever broke a bone or anything?
No.
Right. There's a weird... almost like shock feeling. Aye. Like, I'm trying to think, what the fuck? What have I broken? Like, the time I broke my wrist, there's this bit where there's not enough time for you to think about how far it's went. You know what I mean? So it goes like say I got your wrist and just bend your wrist. You would go, ah!
Aye.
And then there's a point where your brain just kind of, you grit your teeth and you're like, fuck, and it'll snap.
Aye.
And you won't feel it immediately, and then a couple of seconds later, like, rush of pain. That's the feeling. And it's happened when I've done my knee and just everything where you're like, oh fuck, ah! Like, you're just waiting for horrific pain. And I can just imagine, like, with that fucking, the dick just goes in him a bit, and the horse is like, and then it just goes, like that, and it just fucking disappears. Like, I'm sure you had that same feeling, like, if you ever broke your arm, like, if you're in an arm bar or something, which gets to a certain point, and then you kind of just go, white noise, and you're like, you can't really even think about the pain. He was probably just like, oh, I love this horse, and I hit him in the back of the fucking mouth. Just fucking, you know what I mean?
Did you say he goes like,
of course he does, because his fucking liver came out his nose.
Jesus Christ.
In a pate form. You know what I imagine it'd be like? You know, this is like, you fucking, you know, those like pestle and mortar things for the herbs, and they just go,
fucking hell.
And the horse is blowing load too. This is,
does it?
And we were going to Facebook Live this podcast.
I'm so glad we didn't.
Jesus Christ.
I thought we were going to talk about Europe and get all fucking...
Let's talk about that real quick. Fuck me, I feel uneasy just talking about that. Jesus Christ, the night.
It's actually not a bad fucking segue. We're getting fucked by a horse and then going, oh, what about Brexit? Same thing.
Right, we have 9 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Let's get through it. But neither of us voted, so I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. However, it was one of those things.
See, I couldn't vote, because I have a conspiracy about the fucking timing of it, because there was 300,000 fucking hippies in a muddy field in Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I
mean? That's true.
Fucking Euros. The Euros, many thousands of people are away in the Euros.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was fucking... I think David Cameron actually wanted to happen, because it was his idea. Have you seen John Oliver talking about it?
No.
If you get a chance to watch that, it's fucking brilliant. But David Cameron was the one who came up with the whole fucking plan in the first place. And then was like, oh no, I don't think it's a good idea, right? But I read an article that says that this Article 50 thing, whatever the fuck, that's like the official statement.
Yeah, activated basically, because it's not legal yet.
So Cameron stepped down so that he's not going to have to, because it was too close.
Yeah.
So he stepped down, so he's like, ah, well, half the country's going to fucking hate me if I don't, so...
Yeah, well, he puts the pressure, like say it was Boris is up next. If he decides to go, because those referendums aren't really like, oh, that's it in stone now. Aye. It's just kind of like what he's reckon, this is what we voted. But like, sure, they don't do that down south where they just kept like fucking having them over and over again. Aye. Until they got what they wanted. But it means like Boris, if he activates that thing, if he does, he's going to be a cunt.
Aye.
And if he doesn't, people are going to be like, you're weak as shit. You didn't stick to your word. So it's not going to look good anyway. And then you're in a place where you're going, do you remember Cameron?
Aye. That's the thing. Like, it's like one of those, even like when you see him resigning a wee bit, he goes, fuck. Like, could not wait to see the back. And do you know what? He didn't even fucking resign either. He's going, I'm going to stay for another 3 to 4 months. Like, that's not quitting. That's going to your boss and being like, I'm just letting you know I'm sending a few CVs out, but it's nothing to worry about. Do you know what I mean? Just go have a bit of backbone and fucking literally leave.
Just leave. And
watch them shit themselves.
Maybe you can't really. Maybe it's like Obama when he's like, you know, they're all talking. He still has, how long has Obama got left? He's still fucking
a couple months, just
doing TV shows and all. It's like he's fucking put his slippers on already.
He's on Last Day of School.
He don't give a fuck.
Aye.
No tie.
Blocked.
You know, on shows, smoking weed and all.
Aye.
Bear Grylls.
I mean, what's up?
I don't like all that shit. Yeah. I bet you Putin's laughing his bag off somewhere.
Aye.
You silly fucking bitch.
Kim Jong-un's just like fucking these dicks.
I don't like what Bear Grylls
come on, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. What are Kim Jong-un's just in his office one day, and he's just like, oh shit. And he's like, here, oh fuck. Like, what happened? He's like, who lifted the lid off the button? Were you blocked again fucking around this button, you silly bitch?
Some cleaner comes back in like, what happened?
I'm sorry, I hit the button. I thought it was toilet flush. Oh fuck me. You never know, like, what happens if this Brexit thing is just, there's an immediate reaction that's bad and then everything fixes itself?
Well, that's, yeah, there could be a bit of that, because, I mean, I was talking to some guy last week, made a point of being like, well, by the time any of that shit filters down to normal people, we're not going to give a fuck, do you know what I mean? Because it's just the same constant charge. I think the thing that really annoys me about it is that it's been voted in on, like, English pride. Do you know what I mean? All this make Britain great again wasn't about the UK, it's about England.
Oh, totally.
And if any of this, like all this racist shit you see that's popping up now, if that's fucking because the racists now think they're allowed to do it, then we're fucked. Like,
yeah, because they're going like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, fuck me. Yeah, it is. And the thing is, like, I'm pretty sure England was the only one that voted, like,
England and Wales.
Yeah, so Scotland and Northern Ireland. I don't know, it's fucked up. Why can't there just be...
Why can't
they just still call it, like, Great Britain and Ireland or something, but everyone's just separate anyway?
No. Does that make but sense? But it's a fucking... I think, like, the politics.
Could you be in the EU and all be in independent countries? Yeah, obviously. Probably. Obviously, yeah.
But I think the politicians here need to fucking do what the Scottish ones are doing and just go, here, we're not fucking doing it.
Yeah.
But because Arlene Foster... and the DUP were pro-Brexit, they're going to ignore everyone in the country and just go, yeah, well, that's the way it's been voted, so...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Not the same thing whenever you want gay marriage or abortions. Fucking mental DUP bastards. No offence to anyone who has DUP, but you're wrong.
Yeah. Any time... I just don't know why things can't be judged individually, on an individual basis. You know, why do you have to go, nobody's allowed an abortion...
Aye.
Regardless.
Exactly. But I think...
I know people have had to fucking go to England, have a baby terminated. Medically. Not like, I don't want this baby.
Aye.
Like, medically have a baby terminated and then fly home and give birth to it.
I should have...
What?
Yeah, but that woman...
Are you out of your fucking mind?
That woman down south who they were like, oh, that... Your baby's going to die.
Yeah.
Unless we get it out of you. Can you get it out of me? Oh, no.
No. She dies? Okay,
yeah. So you're going to die too then? Yeah.
Get the fuck
out. There was another woman who wanted...
There's
a woman down south who was raped. Wanted an abortion because she got pregnant from the rape. They were like, nah, you can't do that. So then she started trying to fucking starve herself. Because she was losing her mind.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? She's got this fucking... And then they ended up force feeding her to try and keep her alive. Give her a fucking cesarean. The baby died anyway. Do you mean? So you think she was fucking raped. Then it's like, fucking hell, oh, that was awful. I'm going to be trying to get over it. Oh shit, I'm pregnant because of the rape. Fucking hell, I'm going insane. Now they're fucking force feeding me, having a cesarean, and then for nothing. Like, when they could have just went...
That doesn't even sound like real life.
I know.
What in the... you hear these stories, like, if you were unattached to that, you hear, like, oh, you're not allowed abortions here. But then, how could you actually be in a room with a person who was, like, telling you that story... and, like, clearly a fucking mess.
Aye.
And you're going, nah. Can't.
Jesus.
Yeah, so.
I think the world's fucked.
I need to sneeze. Ah! Oh! Great times.
No.
Speaking of rapes.
Brexit.
How do you think Game of Thrones will eventually finish? Have you seen it all?
I haven't yet, no.
I've got the last episode here. Did you see that last one with the battle? The big battle?
Yeah, it was class.
Woo!
Battle of the Bastards.
Is that what it's called, the episode? Mm. What about your man Bolton just getting his shit kicked in?
Oh, I could have watched a half-hour episode of that.
Just him getting his shit kicked in.
Aye.
And I feel like that's the most annoying part, because it wasn't like he's like that mountain, or he's like the hound or anything, where he is a big, intimidating bastard. Aye. Jon Snow walked up like he's no bigger than fucking Dinklage, and he's just punching the fuck out of him. It's like, is that all it took?
Just get Lynn
here. Here, Rake.
Aye.
I'd have fucking get Lynn in here a long time ago.
Definitely.
cut my dick off, I'm gonna boot your fucking ball back till it's mash.
Aye.
Sir. I just keep choking. He said, just choke him, let him come awake again.
Aye.
Punch him, choke him out again.
Someone told me, I don't even want to say it because I heard a spoiler alert at one point.
For the last episode? Oh, how many times have I got dropped it? What happened?
This was Diablo.
Begley told me it's as good as the episode before.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to watch it together?
Okay.
I dropped this up.
Yeah. We're run over time. That's it, guys. Another podcast. Bonus podcast. So there you go. Aye. You're welcome. Anything you want to plug there, mate?
Yeah. And my Edinburgh Festival tickets. Go to edfringe.com. You can get tickets for my show at the Edinburgh Festival.
We're also playing the fucking Ulster Hall on the 29th of October. Me, Mickey, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott. Six comedians.
For the price of two or three comedians?
Yeah. So, definitely get your ticket for that so that we can all stop having heart attacks.
I said there's going to be a bit of a session after that as well.
Yeah, there'll be drinks
had. They're going to drink after that, so
there will indeed be drinks had. So that's a must. Get on that and buy a ticket for Mickey's show. Can people buy tickets in advance? Of course, yeah, obviously, yeah.
On sale now. I'll put it up on Facebook and stuff so you can get the wee links off my Facebook. Check out my Twitter as well.
How about Snapchat, saying Twitter is for old men now?
I have Snapchat.
It's Mickey Bartlett.
If you want to send me photos of your willies,
Colin Geddes on Snapchat as well. So. To let Mickey know, I tell you what, someone sent me a Snapchat the other day of him walking in the room and he's in slow motion filming down his dick, lovely brown dick, and he walks in fully erect. Walks over to his girlfriend, she leans back the thing, laughing, and he just slaps her in the head with a dick.
Well done.
And I was like, thank God I don't close my snaps. If it's not people taking coke, smoking weed, it's people smacking their girlfriends in the head with their dick.
Aye. I should really start Snapchatting more.
Or just girls going, just something for chat or whatever, and you're like, fuck off.
Aye. So upset though.
How about tits or no attention?
Aye. My mum died though.
There's a girl sent me a thing and it looked, if someone was like, do you want to dress up as a dirty fucking secretary in a Brazzers porn?
Aye.
Right, this is how she looked. You'd have loved it.
Aye.
And then the caption was like, ready for mass. I was like, is mass like mass stampede a cock towards your head? Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's enough of that. We'll speak to you next time.
Aye. All hurry chest.
Peace out, respect.
Bye.